Got something to say? Brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com.
Welcome to Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome to the show. I'm Johnny Reinhart, and Got Something to Say is brought to you by United Federal Credit Union. We get you, and very excited to be talking with Jillian Conrad from the Berrien County Health Department. Jillian, what a year 2020 has been. A lot of crazy things have been happening, but we've got almost like as we enter the new year, we've got new hope and things on the horizon that we need to be mindful of and happy about, because there's some really good things happening in Southwest Michigan. And with COVID-19 and how that has been the big topic of our conversations the entire year, some good things are happening, right?
They certainly are. This dumpster fire of a year that we all have felt is ending on a somewhat uplifting note here. And, you know, the big headline that we've been saying recently is we're excited to see a sustained downward trend with the numbers of new cases that we're having each week, the percent of positive tests that we're recording. We have seen some a little bit less testing overall than we did about a month ago. So that could have some influence on the numbers that we're seeing as they go down. And it's a little too soon to tell whether we might see a surge after some of the holidays that we're having here. But it is still encouraging to see that people are not gathering in large groups. They're keeping celebrations to their household only. And we're looking forward to hopefully having more of that good news to share in the new year. Most notably, hospitalizations have been down. So I know that our friends over at Spectrum Health Lakeland are doing happy dances because they are not as stressed. They still have a good number of people who are very sick and in the hospital, but they are not facing the census numbers that they were about a month ago. So that is good news. And we're just encouraging our community to keep up with those preventative activities that I know a lot of folks have made sacrifices, especially over the holiday, not seeing family, you know, extended family and friends and whatnot. But it's working. And we're seeing that result in our community. This is not the story that's being told across the rest of the country. You know, a lot of other states, a lot of other communities are facing that post-Thanksgiving surge still and worried about what's to come. And, you know, we're in a little bit better of a position. So we're really happy and hopeful for that.
Absolutely. And we're happy to hear about the vaccines that have been coming out. I believe two of them at the moment, and more to come from different organizations and companies that are able to distribute those across not only the United States, but around the world. And so those are now being distributed in Berrien County, in Spectrum Health Lakeland, and through the health department, right?
That's correct. We are so excited. Vaccine is here, and they are going into the arms of those first priority groups that we know need it the most, those who are on the front lines, those medical and healthcare workers that are serving COVID patients and having a lot of really direct, close contact with patients, as well as those who are most vulnerable to the ill effects of COVID-19, namely our older adults who are living in long-term care facilities and the workers that serve them. So we're super excited about this. At the health department, we received our first allotment of Moderna vaccine. Mm-hmm. And like you said, Johnny, there are two vaccines, just as a reminder, that have received that emergency use authorization from the FDA. That is Pfizer and Moderna. So now we have kind of both of those vaccines circulating in our community, as Lakeland is predominantly using the Pfizer vaccine for their team members and associates. And we have that Moderna vaccine that will be given to not only our staff that are going to be on the front lines doing the vaccinating, but also to some of those other medical personnel, emergency medical services personnel. So that's where we're at right now. We are deep into vaccinating phase 1A, which, just as a reminder, that is, you know, those emergency healthcare workers, those critical healthcare infrastructure workers, and then the long-term care resident facility residents and workers. So that is where we're focused right now. We should be moving into kind of the third priority group within that first phase. And that includes other healthcare workers that may have direct or indirect patient contact. So it includes people like dentists, home health care, outpatient, you know, medical facilities, labs, pharmacies, that sort of those sorts of workers, and we're really hoping to move into that next priority group three, hopefully within the next week.
That's wonderful news to hear. And that's just something that is almost unheard of in the modern age of medicine, to be able to have something that is going on like COVID-19 and to have a vaccine so quickly. I mean, I know most of us have said, oh, my gosh, this seems to be going forever. When is it going to happen? But if this has been a very quick process, a quick but safe process to get the vaccine not only effective, seeing its effectiveness and also getting it distributed. So this is a wonderful thing, something we weren't even sure was going to happen this year, but it has been happening, and we're looking forward to it continuing to happen in the new year.
Absolutely. This, I think people need to just be mindful of this moment and what a public health just challenge we are mounting at this time. Never before in modern history have we undergone such a large-scale mass vaccination effort. So this is taking a lot of people all across the country to make sure that we can work through all the logistics of having the vaccine from the point of manufacturing to the point where we're getting it into folks' arms. So it is a big feat that we are mounting, but things are going really well here in Berrien County, and we're encouraged by that. I think one important thing that people need to know is, you know, right now with these first priority groups, this first phase, we are working directly with the entities involved. We are scheduling those to either go on site or have folks come to us. So we are not hosting public clinics at this time. The vaccine is not available for every single person throughout Berrien County. And we really are encouraging people not to call their doctor to see if they can get on any waiting list. There is no waiting list at this point. And we are just asking people to stay patient, pay attention, and make sure that they can get involved with getting more information directly from us.
Yeah, I think it is important to get information because, yeah, when you throw out things like phases and tiers and groups and A's and B's and all that, not everybody is going to understand that, and that's okay. But there are places to find information on that and to figure out where you lie in those phases or where your age group or priority group is. Where can we find stuff like that?
Yeah, there's a lot of great resources that are out there, so I'll just name a few. First and foremost, our website, bchdmi.org. That's where you're going to find all of the most up-to-date information about vaccines in our community. We have a timeline that's there. It's updated usually about once a week. If there's more to update, we'll certainly be updating that more frequently. But you can find the delineation and details of all of those phases, the priority groups, and you can find yourself and kind of where you would fit based on your age and risk factors and your job and all of those sorts of things. So you can know, am I in phase 1B, 1C, am I in phase 2? And then you can kind of see the estimated timeline for how long those things are going to take. Obviously, there's a lot of unknowns that are going to influence the timeline of moving through these phases, including the supply of vaccine that we have is somewhat out of our control. We receive allotments from the state who receives allotments from the federal government. So it's not up to us how much vaccine we get and when we get it. And another unknown that we have is just the demand for the vaccine. You know, we've been hearing from a lot of people, they're excited to get it, they want to get it, but we truly don't know, what percentage of our population is going to, step forward and say, I want it right now, or maybe I want to sit back and wait a little while. So all of those things being unknowns as they are, you know, a lot of the timelines that you'll see and what we're throwing out there is very tentative. So people just need to keep that in mind. You know, I think we've heard a lot of questions recently about when we move to the next phase, which is phase 1B. And that includes people who are older than 75 and frontline essential workers who are part of that critical infrastructure. So those critical infrastructure workers include, food and agriculture workers, manufacturing, public transit, grocery stores. Really importantly, our educators, pre-K all the way through high school, the support staff, childcare workers, all of those folks that are on the front lines that have jobs, that they're interacting with the public or interacting with people, those are going to be those frontline essential workers that will be in that next phase 1B, as well as those older adults. Right now, our timing is looking at hopefully by the end of January, maybe the first week in February, is when we'll be moving to that next phase. So keep those timelines in mind as we, just keep pumping through as many people as we can who are ready to receive that vaccine right now.
And another place for great information, I noticed you have a newsletter. We talked about that a couple weeks ago. The newsletter is something that has a lot of great information in there, and people should sign up for that. And you can do that at your website?
You absolutely can, and thanks for mentioning that. We do have a new COVID-19 vaccine community newsletter. We're just asking for your name and your email address, essentially, so it's not a whole lot of detailed information. And we're going to be sending updates usually about every week to maybe week and a half straight to your inbox. So you will be getting the latest directly from us as to where we're at, where our community is in those priority groups and those phases, and then any other important information that you need to know. First and foremost, kind of where you need to go, how you can get the vaccine when it's your turn. So we want to make sure that our public understands there are not going to just be, one opportunity for you to get this vaccine. It's not like there's going to be one day, one time, and if you don't get it, then you're never going to get it. There will be multiple clinics that are going to happen here in our buildings, as well as out in the community. Some clinics happening on site at different workplaces, large scale workplaces. So there will be multiple opportunities for you to get that vaccine when it is your turn, when that's available to you. And then also keep in mind, as the vaccine availability increases, we're going to start to see the vaccine be available at your doctor's office, at local pharmacies, and it's going to be just as easy to get as a flu shot. We just have to keep waiting until we have enough of that vaccine manufactured for us to be in that position. But like you mentioned at the top, Johnny, right now we have those two vaccines that have been approved for use in the United States, but there are others that are right on their heels and starting to gain approval in other countries. So we hope to start to see more vaccine on the market other than just the Moderna and the Pfizer vaccine that are out right now. And the more product that's on the market, the more we can flood the market and the more people we can get vaccinated.
Absolutely. And in the meantime, do a lot of the things that we've preached and told everyone to do. And you probably have everything memorized, the washing your hands, the wearing the mask, the social distancing. You could probably make a song out of it. But that is a lot of that information that you and things that we've been doing that we need to keep doing until everyone or a large number of people are vaccinated. So where can we find more information about not only, the newsletter or anything else COVID-19 related and any of those tips and tricks and things if we need a reminder?
Sure. So our website, again, it's bchdmi.org. Great source of information. We also post pretty frequently on our Facebook and Instagram pages. We do have regular Facebook Live videos that are done with Spectrum Health Lakeland. So you can always kind of check out the updates there as well. And then we are still operating our hotline, and we get a lot of calls on our hotline. We're happy to answer your questions. We want to take your calls, and you can give us a call anytime, Monday through Friday during business hours when we're open at 1-800-815-5485.
Wonderful. Well, Jillian Conrad, thank you for everything that you've done and talking to me. I don't even know how many times this year, but looking forward to great things happening in the new year.
Yes. Thanks, Johnny. Happy New Year.
Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports, 94.9 WSJM. Have something to say? Email letstalk@wsjm.com.